T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Welcome to Face Connecticut, an in-depth look at today's issues.
Good morning and welcome to Face Connecticut. I'm Morgan Cunningham on WTIC News Talk 1080, Light 100.5 WRCH and 96.5 TIC. Our guest this morning is Julio Concepcion. He is a state representative for Hartford. He is also the executive director of Hartford's Chamber of Commerce, and that's exactly what we're going to be focusing on this morning. Good morning, Julio.
Good morning, Morgan. Good to be on.
Yeah, thank you very much for joining us today for Face Connecticut. We're talking about the Heartlift program, and I'm not sure if everybody in Hartford is aware of Heartlift. It seems like it's a pretty new, very active, viable thing going on in the city. To do a little bit of rejuvenation for businesses in the capital city. Could you tell us a little bit about how it got started and what it's all about?
Yeah, and it is a fairly new program. We began working with the city late last year to see if we can come up with a program that would help leverage some of the American Rescue Plan Act funds that the city had received through the federal pandemic fund. To see if we can help leverage some of those dollars to really reactivate some of the vacant storefronts that we have here in the city of Hartford. So, you know, working with the city, with their development director, their corporation council, and of course, Mayor Bronin, we came up with this idea of this Heartlift concept, which would help fund about $6 million worth of grants that would go to property owners to help them offset some of the build-out costs once they get a tenant in place. So we rolled out the program late last year, and to be quite honest with you, Morgan, we did not expect the overwhelming responses we have gotten to the program, which is amazing to see the activity, everyone wants more information on the program. It's been incredible over the last 3 months just to see this, the program really delve into, you know, an actual program to help activate some of the vacant storefronts here in the city. So just to give you quite some examples, in the last 3 months or so, we've received over 60 applications from vacant storefront owners that are looking to fill some of their empty storefronts. With that, aside from that, I should say, we've received almost 100 pre-applications from entrepreneurs looking for space in Hartford. It's just been an incredible sight to see the response that this program has gotten so far. And we're obviously hoping that it's a success to really reactivate some of the empty spaces that we've seen here in Hartford.
Can this be done anywhere in Hartford? Is there one area in particular? I know that the area around Dunkin' Donuts Park has seen a lot of activity and interest in the last few years, but can this be done anywhere in the city?
Yeah, absolutely. This is a citywide program with, you know, with the caveat knowing that, you know, in our downtown, we do have a lot of concentrated empty storefronts in downtown. So we knew right away going into it that there was going to be a lot of activity in our downtown. But we wanted to make sure that people in the neighborhoods and property owners in the neighborhoods knew that this was a citywide program that it just wasn't a downtown program. Again, even though we have such a strong concentration of empty storefronts. So we're working with merchants associations throughout the city, with the NRZs, just to ensure that they know that this program is active. And, you know, we're getting great responses from both. Actually, the 60 applications that I mentioned, it's about a 50-50 split between downtown and the neighborhoods, which is what we were hoping for. So again, you know, this is a program. I should mention that, you know, it's $50 per square foot, up to $150,000 grant that can be used for build out costs once you get a tenant in place. And the grant has to, in downtown, in the neighborhood, downtown neighborhood, has to be matched 100%. So it's a dollar for dollar. But in the neighborhoods, it's actually a 50% match. So if you know, you apply for a $100,000 grant, you just have to put up $50,000 that, again, would have to be used to help you build out whatever business you have in their vacant property.
Before the Heartlift program was available, before the $6 million was a thing, did the city of Hartford ever hear from people who had vacant stores and storefronts who said, gee, I wish there was some kind of help available? Has there been a demand for that in recent years, but maybe the funds weren't available until now?
Yeah, you know, it's interesting because when we were building out the program, you know, we had several different ideas on what a program could potentially be here, when it, you know, leveraging some of these ARPA funds. But we went around, myself, the mayor went around and had conversations with property owners themselves and said, you know, if we had some type of program, what type of program would help you, you know, fill these vacant storefronts? What would move the needle? And overwhelmingly, they said build out costs, helping small businesses with that kind of first set of bills, which is trying to put yourself out there as a new business. And it came out that, you know, more often than not, the answer was trying to help with build out costs. So we heard from property owners, which is the reason we molded the program the way it is. But I think, Morgan, I think you make a good point. I think the funds weren't available right then and there, you know, prior to the pandemic. And, you know, we wanted to make sure that we leveraged this opportunity as much as possible.
When we think about all of the people who are applying the storefronts, is it for any kind of particular industry? Could it be any kind of job sector, business sector, or is it very tailored, very specific as to what kind of a business can apply and get this kind of money?
Sure. We prioritize restaurant/retail. And it can only be used for vacant storefronts that are kind of ground level. So you can't use it for an office space on the second or third level of a building. But we've certainly been prioritizing retail and restaurant. And, you know, we have a strong restaurant scene here in the city of Hartford that, you know, I believe over the next 12 to 18 months is going to look even stronger. But we've always lacked, or at least the last, you know, decade or so lacked on the retail side. We have some great retailers here in the city that have been here for a long, long time. But we haven't been able to supplement what they do with getting other retailers. So we certainly want to ensure that, you know, anything that stores are open after 5 o'clock and people, you know, we activate the city as an actual city and not just the 9 to 5 that historically has kind of what Hartford has been, at least over the last couple decades.
Could you talk a little bit about the state of restaurants in the capital city of Hartford and talk a little bit more about maybe some excitement or nervousness that people have about opening a restaurant, getting one up and running in Hartford, even with the Heartlift assistance?
Yeah, it was certainly the hardest hit industry, or one of the hardest hit industries that we had here in the city of Hartford, particularly because at least in downtown, we relied so heavily on our commuter base and employees from our larger campuses coming in, having lunch, staying for happy hour and that such. So when the pandemic obviously happened and people were working from home, it certainly you know, there was a void of commuters that, you know, we couldn't fill with just the residential base that we have here in downtown. So it has been difficult for them, but we have a really, really resilient community, business community here in Hartford, particularly the restaurateurs who, you know, they took the opportunity to pivot what they were doing, whether it's focusing on dine out or focusing on takeout, but really seeing where the feet on the street were. So normally it would be a noon lunchtime. And, you know, with again, individuals working from home, that was not existent anymore, but there were people that were still living here in downtown. That I think the restaurant base started to cater to. So restaurants didn't open for lunch, but they started opening a little later and stayed open a little later for the residents here. But I think it's, you know, over the last month or so, you've certainly seen a lot more activity here in Hartford, here in downtown. You know, events that happen at the Excel Center surely help. The fact that, you know, our theater base, our theater community is reopening and reopened with the Bushland Theater Works and the Hartford Stage all opening up. So these are all assets that that complement each other here at Hartford. And we have to, you know, it's not just one thing or the other. We have to work as a community to ensure that they're both striving, right? So the arts community and the resident or the restaurant community, both kind of working together to get that strong base back to where we were.
One event that just happened recently, and this is kind of a stray from Heartlift, but just talking in general about the St. Patrick's Day parade just last Saturday. And that was an exciting moment. It was delayed by a week, and the weather was a little bit better, not the brightest, sunniest day, but it was a little bit better. But was there like this big feeling of excitement in Hartford for the business aspect in particular, because all of these people were going and taking part in the parade?
Yeah, I think, to be quite honest, I think there was a great sigh of relief with the business community, because they were waiting for this one large event for so long. You know, this the 50th anniversary of the St. Patrick's Day parade that has been, you know, again, delayed for 2 years. So there was this palpable excitement leading up to it. Of course, as you mentioned, it was delayed for a week, but you know, the excitement was still there. And, you know, it didn't rain on the parade. I think there was great excitement. People were, I think, excited to be back in for those who hadn't been back to Hartford in quite some time to frequent some of the establishments here. But there was some excitement here from the business community, knowing that such a large event that had been missing for so long, so for 2 years, that was finally back here in Hartford.
Speaking with Julio Concepcion on Face Connecticut this week, getting back to Heartlift for a moment, when it comes to the application process, you know, you have to have a vacant storefront. There are a few other requirements, like a vacancy loss report, maybe some tax forms and IRS. Could you talk about some of the other technicalities that go into the application process if someone's interested in taking part in this Heartlift program?
Absolutely. And it's a fairly simple application process, but there are some documents that you'd need to kind of fill out. You know, the biggest one is the COVID loss report, which we again make it very simple for you to fill out. But these grants are intended for property owners who can show a loss due to the COVID pandemic. Because these are ARPA funds, there are very specific targeted ways that you can use these funds. Other things you need, obviously you need a tenant or an LOI with someone that might be coming into your vacant storefront, a budget, an estimated budget of the build out of the space itself. So again, very easy kind of documents. We're trying to make this as simple as possible for individuals to use, but the intended purpose is, of course, to help those property owners who were negatively affected by the pandemic by offering this grant to help them leverage other resources and try to get tenants into paying tenants into their vacant storefronts.
Some of my research tells me that some applicants were already able to receive funding. We're looking at Kenny's Restaurant, Capital Ice Cream, Pretty Girl Inventory, and some others. Could you talk about some of these businesses, maybe some of their stories, what they're going to the city and saying to you guys, Julio, in getting this funding?
We've announced a few weeks ago our first 10 approved grantees, applicants, and we're certainly hoping to roll out a few others as early as this week. But these new restaurants, you know, there are some new restaurants like the Kenny's, for example. So this is an empty storefront on Capitol Avenue near the Red Rock Tavern for those who know that area very well. And Kenny's used to be where Red Rock is. So this is a little bit of an ode to the history of that particular block. But that vacant storefront had been was vacated due to COVID. So the owners of the property were able to apply and are going to use the funds to retrofit that new restaurant into a new pizza parlor for the block. There are some great other stories. You know, one of our most active restaurateurs here is Gina from The Place to Be. And if you haven't visited The Place to Be, either at least in the city of Hartford, either on Franklin or on here in Constitution Plaza, I implore you to do so. It is it's an amazing establishment. But she's looking to open up another restaurant at the old firehouse here in downtown and on Pearl Street, who was, you know, again, city owned and now is owned by a developer that is looking to fill that spot up. There's two other ones that I want to make sure I mention, just because this is a little bit personal for me. One of my favorite streets in the city is Pratt Street. It's kind of an underutilized street for quite some time. And there's a lot of vacancies, a lot of concentrated vacancies on the street. And the street's not that long; it's 500 feet, and there's a lot of vacant storefronts there. But in the first round, out of the 10 grantees, two of them are restaurants and a sports bar that are planning to go on to Pratt Street. And we're looking and working with the property owners of both sides of the streets to continue to try to fill that important street which is vital here in downtown with really cool and exciting restaurants and retailers.
So what's next in the process? You have more people who've applied. Can people still apply? Is it too late?
No, people can absolutely still apply. We, you know, we work every day with the city of Hartford. The city of Hartford obviously has final approval on all the applications. And that's more to ensure that any property or any business that goes into a vacant property conforms with zoning and conforms with the plan conservation and development. But every day we're working with them to make sure that the grants are being reviewed. So people can still apply. Heartlift.com is the website. If you're a vacant store owner, I very much implore you to look at the website and the application process and put in an application if you own a vacant storefront here. On the chamber side, we're actively working with those property owners who haven't identified a tenant yet, and see if we can match them with someone that might make some sense in their own property. So even if they don't have a identified tenant, we're certainly here to help work with them to see if we can play a little matchmaker with them with some of the other applicants that are applying.
One question that just popped into my mind here, just to get a number, an idea really, is there any set number on the number of vacant properties in Hartford that could possibly be taking advantage of this? Is there any number of the vacant storefronts?
Yeah, it's a little hard to quantify just because every property is different in the sense of size of maximum the grant that they can receive. But personally, I'm looking at a number between 50 and 60 vacant properties that could be filled just using these $6 million from the ARPA funds throughout the city of Hartford. Again, not just in downtown, but throughout our major corridors here in the city that can, again, be used to fill and reactivate some of these storefronts that have been vacant for too long.
What if you have a situation where you have two applicants and they're both very similar, they're both hoping to get the same kind of money, maybe a similar story even, perhaps similar or same industry, but there's only so much money left to give out one more? What goes into that decision-making? What goes into that process? Is it possibly split between the two applicants? What happens then?
You know, we'll cross that bridge when we get there. But yes, absolutely. You know, we will be as flexible as possible. You know, if there's an opportunity to split that grant amount where you can have two businesses that are still open. But at this point, it's first come, first serve. So that's why I'm trying to ensure that these applicants continue to come in.
What does it feel like to know that you've been involved in this process, helping to get some of the storefronts fixed up, occupied? Because I know that this has been a conversation for years in Hartford. So how do you feel personally knowing that you're being part of this?
It's an amazing feeling. And, I live in Hartford. I'm raising a family here in the city. And, it's great to see the excitement back in the city of Hartford. You know, we've gone through two really, really tough years here in the city of Hartford. And I think there is that palpable excitement that things are happening here in the city of Hartford. So, you know, for those who haven't been back, it will look very, very different in the next 12 to 18 months in a good way. You're going to have a lot more options on dining, on shopping, and you know, the city's going to be here when you decide to come back.
You were thinking out the next year and a half. What about the next 5 years? Is there a bigger picture? Is there a bigger goal and a plan to get there?
Yeah, I think, you know, with all the major projects that are happening throughout the city of Hartford, you know, you mentioned the downtown North Crossings and, the projects down here in Park and Main that are two vital areas that are reconnecting our downtown with our neighborhoods. I think those are the projects that could be very, very transformative. Everything that's been happening around both stadiums, both Dunkin' Donuts Park and Dillon Stadium, now Trinity Health Arena or Stadium over there. I think, and everything that's happening in Parkville, I mean, there are some amazing things happening in this city that we out here on the Chamber are trying to connect. This is where these empty storefronts, the refilling these empty storefronts are so critical for the connectivity of the city of Hartford, not just in downtown, but throughout our major corridors here in the city of Hartford.
We just have maybe a minute or two left for Face Connecticut, and I truly appreciate your time, Julio. Is there anything else that you'd like to share and talk about when it comes to the HeartLift program?
No, I just encourage individuals to check out our website, HartfordLift.com. There's plenty of information there on what we're trying to accomplish. And if anybody has ideas, you know, we're always taking ideas on what do you want Hartford to look like in the next 3 to 5 years? What are some of the assets, the amenities that you are looking for in your capital city? Let us know. We're happy to reach out. I'll cold call anyone to try to get a restaurant, excuse me, a restaurant or another business here in Hartford.
Julio Concepcion, State Representative and Executive Director of the Hartford City Chamber of Commerce. I really appreciate you being here this morning.
Thank you, Morgan.
Great conversation today about the HeartLift program. I'm Morgan Cunningham signing off for this week's Face Connecticut. We'll do it all over again next weekend.
Face Connecticut is a production of the News and Public Affairs Department of WTIC Radio.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.